Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, what stage of your business life are you in? Are you a business person that's just beginning? Have you been doing it for a few years? Or are you a seasoned professional? You know, sometimes we think we're just going to go into business and we have it all figured out, and we're just going to take the world apart. But as we get into business, we understand that there's a maturing process, that business people need to experience many, many things before they truly become the success and the profitable, form the profitable company that they're looking for. So you need to say to yourself, where am I? What do I need to learn? What do I need to experience? And one of the things that happens in business, and you cannot avoid this, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you cannot avoid making mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Your coworkers are going to make mistakes. Your salespeople are going to make mistakes. Your vendors are going to make mistakes. Your accounting department's going to make mistakes. There are mistakes everywhere. And someone who's not making any mistakes, even though they've trained their business, their people well, they are not doing enough business. And what happens when you make a mistake? The normal thing that happens is people panic. Oh, my goodness, we have a mistake. Now, mistakes can be small and they can be huge, but it doesn't matter. You handle them the exact same way. You think about it and you acknowledge the mistake. Where did the mistake come from? How did this happen? And the reason that you're doing that is because you don't want it to happen again. And you fix it. You say to yourself, all right, there has to be a solution to this problem. There is always a solution. There is more than one solution. And what people usually do when there is a problem or a mistake, they don't face it. They don't call the vendor up. They don't call the person up that is that they do business with that there's a problem with. They avoid them. And the mistake gets bigger and bigger and bigger, where if you charge right into it, think about it. Handle it like a business person. You will absolutely be more successful and have less stress in your life. You also need not to learn from the mistake. If you don't learn from the mistake, you're going to make them over and over again. And it's not just you that has to learn from the mistake. It's, again, your coworker, your salespeople, your accounting department, everyone that works with you. Mistakes are just inherent to business. If you're not making mistakes, again, you're not doing enough business. Now, there are different kinds of mistakes. There is the small mistake that can be corrected very easily, and there is the major mistake that is business-threatening. Whatever it is, we get right on it, we evaluate it, we research it, we find out what went wrong, and we make sure that we are correcting it, and then we just move on. We don't stress over it. We don't agonize over it. We don't keep throwing it up to people that they made a mistake. We are grateful that we can have the business intelligence and experience to work through anything that happens, and that's what you need to know. As a business person, you need to know that you are going to take all of your experience and throw it into whatever happens, that you have the ability to absolutely think it through and to solve it. I heard this for many, many years because, as you all know, I've been working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners for over 25 years, and people will call me up and be upset because something happened, but as we talk it through, there's a solution, and all of a sudden, it's gone. The cloud of despair is gone. So whatever happens, make sure that we are acknowledging it, that we are putting ourselves in a position of saying, this is what happened. This is, we want to fix that problem. And the first thing is to fix the problem and then go back and say, how are we not going to have this happen again? Deal with it. have solutions. Make sure that everyone is as comfortable with a solution as you are, and move forward on to be successful. And remember, prospecting and sales drives everything. Without prospecting and sales, nothing else works in the company. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.